If you've got 5 minutes for Facebook, you've probably got 5 minutes to hear how God's at work around the world. Come with us to Pakistan, Iraq, and Nepal. We'll get an update from the U.S. along the way, too. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Nobody knew what would happen to Asia Bibi when she appeared before the highest court in Pakistan on Wednesday. Forgotten Missionaries International's Bruce Allen says what happened was a major answer to prayer.
The Supreme Court of Pakistan stayed the execution of Asia Bibi. She was a Christian woman who had been sentenced to death for alleged blasphemy. Fairly trumped up charges resulting from a labor dispute years ago. She had been in jail since 2009 and on death row since November 2010.
So what's next? Well, the other part of her hearing has yet to be scheduled, and the rest is unknown.
There still is a hard road ahead for her, still in prison. And even if the wheels of justice move in her favor and she is released, we have to remember that local Muslim clerics have put a price on her head.
Don't let up on prayer. Keep talking about her story and pray for FMI's partners, because naming Christ is still risky business in Pakistan. ISIS is known for the traumatic way that they challenge people to convert, leave home, or die. But what's next? Patrick Klein, president of Vision Beyond Borders, says for those who chose to leave, the battle is far from over. Mosul, Iraq, was attacked last year in June, and citizens have become refugees in their own country.
We're seeing more and more flooding of refugees coming into northern Iraq, into the Duhok area, and the government in Duhok said, we can't handle all this influx of refugees.
Vision Beyond Borders is taking a first step by sending a container to Duhok.
We're planning on sending in school supplies, medical supplies, and also hygiene supplies. And just to say, we're with you in this.
The group plans to include money for Arabic Bibles so believers can hold on to their faith and minister to those who are hurting around them.
I feel like there's an opportunity for Christians in America and around the world to say, we're standing with you. We love you. We care about you.
Lots of ways to help. There are too many to list here, but you'll find them at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. ISIS refugees aren't the only ones in need. Nepal's earthquake survivors are still trying to recover, and yet another big change is on the way. According to Gospel for Asia, Nepal's government is getting a report ready today that tells the public's view of a draft constitution. Believers fear their freedom to share Christ will be severely restricted if the draft constitution isn't changed. Pray wisdom for leaders as they make adjustment and finalize Nepal's constitution. Okay, we're switching gears now. Imagine if you could bring a special needs orphan home simply by sacrificing a cup of coffee. That's what Bethany Christian Services is asking you to do with the Bring These 400 Home campaign. See, homes have already been found, but these 400 Christian families need help to bring the kids home. You just need 33 friends who are willing to give up their morning coffee daily for just 3 months. By the end of that campaign, you'll have raised $10,000. You can start your own campaign through the link found at our website. And taking action is pretty easy, but when it actually comes to sharing your faith out loud, do you ever get tongue-tied? Well, MNN's Reagan Jose says it can be pretty intimidating.
I was pretty nervous to do that. I haven't really done anything, like, really share the gospel, I guess, with anyone.
Jose is part of a short-term mission team sharing Christ in Philadelphia's inner city. As they meet people at their point of need, team members get a chance to talk about life's deeper issues. And that's when conversations with people like Raul often turned spiritual.
He sells drugs on the street just to survive, and that's his only income. We just kind of talk to him about how through Jesus he can find complete freedom from that addiction, that no addiction is or problem is beyond God's control.
Pray Raul accepts Christ not just as Savior, but as Lord.
It wasn't like we saw any kind of big commitment or life change right before our eyes, but I felt like we probably planted some seeds.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up to get our daily e-news blast for free. Go to missionnews.org, type in your email address on the bottom, and just like that, you'll have up-to-date mission news every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.